Royal Mail has set financial figures out for the first quarter of the year. They should be doing well since two of its competitors have folded in recent months. Who do we need to talk to about this, Rachel?
There's only one man, surely.
Here's Adam.
Good morning. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, Royal Mail results out today. They're the 3 months up to the end of June. It may not shock you to hear that parcel revenues are up, letter revenues are down. The decline in letters continues. But also, a pretty notable note here, trading environment, says the chief exec, Moya Green, remains challenging. And we're stepping up the pace of change to drive efficiency, growth and innovation. Bit of a sort of turbulent time for Royal Mail, as you said, that CityLink and Whistle, their competitors, both disappearing. Well, Stephen Gibson is from SLG Economics. He's a former chief economist at the postal regulator Postcom. And Stephen, talking of regulators, Ofcom, and they're back in the last week, announced another review into Royal Mail. Just remind us what's going on there.
Yes, good morning, Adam. So Ofcom announced a review of the regulatory framework, which was set up in 2012 and was supposed to last for 7 years. But that was really dependent on Whistle, which used to be TNT, providing competition in delivery. And as you mentioned in your introduction, Whistle have now suspended operations and withdrawn their services. So Royal Mail now have a monopoly. They are the only letters delivery organisation in the UK. And Ofcom are worried about that. Ofcom are worried that without any competitive pressures, there will be no or a weakened incentives for efficiency, and whether they're looking to see whether their regulatory framework is still fit for purpose.
What could Ofcom realistically do, though? Because no one else has been able to make this point-to-point service stack up. So Royal Mail's pretty much going to be the only show in town, isn't it?
Absolutely, but given that they now have a de facto monopoly, Ofcom are going to look to whether they need to tighten their regulatory framework. So perhaps putting in place more controls over the prices that Royal Mail charges, the relationships they have with the upstream operators, who are people who still are very much competing with Royal Mail for collecting from large business posters and then taking them to Royal Mail, who deliver the last mile from their delivery offices. So the question is, will the upstream competition for firms like TNT and UK Mail and Secured Mail, will that be the framework be changed? And will there be opportunities to create more efficiency incentives downstream?
What sort of things do you think Moya Green, the boss, is going to be looking at when she talks about driving efficiency, growth and innovation? How will the Royal Mail change, do you think, in the coming couple of years?
Well, they're moving forward with their modernisation programme, and that means amalgamating various and consolidating various sorting offices, reducing the number of sorting offices and getting the economies of scale. Because as the letter volumes decline, and we've seen another 5% decline in letter volumes over the last 3 months, and that is cumulative, so you need to keep reducing the number of sorting offices so you can get the volumes to improve the economies of scale, and also bearing down on some of the labour costs and inefficiencies in the labour market. And Royal Mail still pay their employees well above the going rate. I know it's a difficult job starting very early in the morning, but if you compare them with other operators, they're still performing well above the market level, and to bear down and hold down on the labour costs.
Well, that's going to be an interesting battle. Stephen, many thanks to you. That is Stephen Gibson. One other line to tell you in the past few moments, the chief executive of Toshiba.